flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This could be us. And I said this on social media a few days ago, and some guys killed me because they said, well, they changed owners. That's not our problem. The owner's not the issue, guys. The issue is not calling a damn timeout when you need to or doing something silly that we don't need to do. That's been our issue. And on top of that, we hadn't yet figured out this quarterback thing until hopefully now, okay? So DQ once again fell into, he had Matt Ryan here, and he fell into a situation where nobody knew the kid was this good. Right. We thought he was good. Nobody knew he was this good. Guys, he has put together the best rookie season in the history of the NFL. I want you to think about that for a second. And no rookie quarterback has ever gone to a Super Bowl. He's a game away. C.J. Stroud didn't do this last year, right. Okay? So Dan Quinn didn't know that he would get this. And the defense is not great. It's okay. Like it's sometimes you need a little luck. We didn't get it in 16 when we needed it. He's gotten a lot of it this year. Guys, they won 8 games on the last possession of the football game. You tell me what that is. So I'm with you. I am rooting for him as well, simply because of our connection. And look, I don't have any ill will in my heart either. I love watching greatness, Mike. If the kid wins, so be it. And if Dan Quinn's the coach, I'm not going to hate on him because, oh, well, he didn't do this for us. I told you guys he'd be better his second time around. This is year one. Washington is all of a sudden going to become a destination because of the guy that's playing quarterback.
Right. Guys, I was talking about this the other day. A couple guys already hit us up on the text line. No, Big Ben, it was his second year. They went in 2005. 2004 was Ben Roethlisberger's first season with the Steelers. That second year, they make the run and they go all day. Basically, he was not even a factor in that game. It was like Heinz Ward threw a touchdown pass in that game.
They had a great defense.
Right, and they had the bus.
They had the bus.
But, you go back and you look at all the great young quarterbacks. Carl mentioned yesterday, Dan Marino. You know, the Dolphins had come out of a Super Bowl and through, you know, the quirks of the draft, they got Dan Marino. But no, he didn't go to a Super Bowl his first season. So this is something I'll be pulling for. I love Jaden Daniels' game. I love watching him as much as he scared me playing FSU as LSU QB. So that's something special. And then, look, I think the league really wants that idea of a three-peat. We'll get into it with Brian McFadden coming up. But, man, I'm pulling for the Bills, too. Because those fans, look, there's no more hardcore blue-collar. Western New York is its own thing, and they deserve it. I mean, those guys, those fans deserve a championship.
I'm with you. They're out there when it's 30 below, man, hanging out and doing their thing, and the chicken wings are really good.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.